Merry Christmas Eve and welcome to our Christmas Eve service. And we're going to touch in and unite our energies together with the prescription for spiritual alignment. So just rest easily in your heart. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And in the conscious presence of the Christ within each one of us and all of us, united together, heart to heart, we open ourselves to this Christmas Eve experience, preparing the awakening, the birthing of this new consciousness within us. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Well, welcome, and we are here tonight to celebrate the Christ consciousness, the Christ that is within us, which is that universal consciousness, the higher self, the spiritual energy and essence and life, that every year around this time makes itself more fully present, more fully known. It comes forth in a greater way. And as we align with it, we get to experience not only this presence, but a birthing of a new level, a new experience of consciousness within us. Now, the Christ within you is that light that comes into expression every day of your life, but in a focused way at this time of year. And so what we're going to do tonight is join together in a meditation that Jane Hart's going to lead at the end of this time, which is going to ignite the energy of Christmas for you. Christmas energy comes, of course, every year. When you figure that there are 8 billion human beings on this planet, and maybe 2, 3 billion of them are on some level celebrating this holiday, there's a focused energy and a light that's being supported from within, from the invisibility of the higher self of every one of us, Christ, nature, and essence, and life, in every willing soul, whether those souls know what they're celebrating or not, whether to them it's just a commercial holiday filled with lights and excitement and colors and music, or whether it's something that they approach in a very reverent and religious way, or whether they, like us, understand it as a step that we are taking in consciousness for the furtherance of our soul's evolution. And this energy, which is always present, as Jane has often said, every day is Christmas, because every day we get Christmas presents of opportunities of growth experiences. But this energy comes into greater focus at this exact time of year. And every year, it's at a heightened vibration from the year before. As humanity continues to evolve, there's never been a Christmas with the energy and the life, the light and the vibration that has occurred this Christmas. This is the next step for our own souls and also for all of humanity. Humanity is on the cusp of taking its next initiatory step in consciousness. And there's another way of describing this. We are celebrating. We are celebrating this energy together. And that Christ in you, that higher self of you, is calling on you right now to celebrate your spiritual nature, your spiritual essence. And as you take this step, you're taking it for all of humanity. Every day of your life gives you the opportunity to open a Christmas present, to awaken to a new aspect of your being. But this particular time, by acknowledging the Christ within you, you are magnetizing a greater energy, a greater vibration that is bringing about an empowerment of the spiritual essence of your being, the truth of your being. And this consciousness becomes a greater part of you as you open up to it. And in the meditation at the end of this time that we're spending together, you are going to have the opportunity to open up into an expanded view of who you are, an elevated vista of who you are. And the veils will be lifted from your eyes and the energy will come forth, because the Christ in you is truly the fulfillment of why you are here. You were on planet Earth to awaken to this essential part of you, this real part of you. You're here to discover the full essence of who you are. And this is a state of consciousness that's called by many different names. Jane often likes to call it the fourth dimensional consciousness. Some people say it's just your higher self, but that's the same thing. In the East, they may call it Atman, in Hinduism, or the Buddha nature. And there are many other, there are infinite numbers of names for this Christ within each one of us, because it is a universal truth. And the interesting thing is that on the inside of us, where the Christ in you lives, we're all the same. Even in the Declaration of Independence, where it says everyone's created equal, it's talking about the essence of you, the higher self, the inner nature, the Christ in you. And as you move into this discovery, as you move into this life, it's bringing you into a higher part of yourself. And it's also very practical in your life, because by awakening to this truth of you, you're able to solve your problems more easily. You're able to have a higher perspective. You're able to look at things from the Christ awareness of life, which is an expanded awareness, not, as we often say, a little peephole that we're dealing with, the ego personality self, but it opens us up and expands us. And especially on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, there's a huge shift of energy. There's an incoming vibration. And you're preparing yourself right now in this time so that you can be aligned with that flow and move in that flow. And you can make that shift. And as you make the shift into this higher awareness, you vibrate faster with that greater energy, and you move with it, and you become more flexible, you become more flowing, more spontaneous, more illumined, and you let go of the personality ego's grip, the fearful control, and then you can let go into a higher control, a higher vibration that truly knows which way to go. The flow of your being has an innate intelligence, and that flow is the Christ in you. This is a powerful advancement beyond where you are right now and where you've been. And tonight, you are being called to embrace that part of yourself and prepare yourself as best you can. As you embrace this time of year and become more consciously aware of this Christ essence, which is being born in you. In the traditional Christian Christmas story, there's a birth of a baby. And there's nothing more vulnerable and more lovable than a baby. And this birth that's happening in you is symbolized by that baby. And just think about a time that you held a baby and how it just melted your heart. The baby's so helpless and vulnerable. It needs you to take care of it. And this birth within you needs you to take care of it. It's something that's very precious. And it's the vulnerable heart of you that is opening in this time so that you can be all that you can be. And a baby is, of course, a human being in potential, just starting out. And this seed thought of the magnificence of you is coming forth. And it's your job to not only midwife it, but to nurture it and to give it your love and your attention. As you are becoming this state of consciousness, and this state of consciousness is becoming you, you're moving into a new awareness within your being. And we're all in this experience together. We're all Christed beings, whether we're a religious person or a spiritual person or an atheist who lives by higher ethical ideals or a person who doesn't even give a thought to it, but somehow their heart is in the right place. And each one of us is going to magnetize through our meditation experience more of this energy. And each one of us, as we take this step in this circle tonight, or if you're watching it on YouTube, each one of us is taking a step, not just for ourselves, but for all of humanity, and more good, more of an impact takes place on the whole of humanity's consciousness by the step that you are taking, one person is taking tonight, than 10,000 people marching in the street. Humanity is hungry for this experience, and you're taking this step for humanity. And everyone in your life, and even people you don't know, is being blessed by this experience as this energy is moving out from us as a circle, from you as an individual, and you're preparing yourself for your Christmas healing and a healing experience for all the people in your life. So whatever's going on in your life right now, whatever problems you may think you have, whatever limitations or judgments that you may be holding towards yourself or others, realize that right now you are laying down all the problems that you came into this time with, problems of the day, and you're just leaving the outer world behind you. There's nothing more important than that you can do for yourself than focus your attention, your energy, your heart completely, 100% on this experience. Be present in this moment. Be present in this energy and feel it. Feel it all around you, this life of God that's within you. The birth 2,000 years ago was a powerful symbol for what's going on in you right now, not just as the baby that is so lovable and so vulnerable and needs to be attended to, because babies can't take care of themselves. They need you and me to take care of them. And this consciousness needs you. All it needs is your attention here and now. But just as 2,000 years ago, the conditions in your life aren't perfect. You've been trying to get your ducks in a row and trying to get everything lined up, and maybe I'll grow spiritually if I can get this handled or this problem solved. And the beauty of the story of Christmas is that they didn't solve any of their problems. Everything was in a state of disarray. They weren't even in their home. They were forced by an unjust tax to go to a foreign country where they were looked down upon. They were cast out of the inn, and they're trying to have a childbirth in the least sanitary and cold, the stable, the barn. They're going to put the baby into a feed box. Imagine that. There's no Lysol or Purell. Every single aspect of that story says to you, is calling out to you, you've got it. You've got this. The circumstances of your life don't have to be perfect. In fact, they're not supposed to be. The birth takes place right where you are. The conditions are perfect, just the way they are, in their imperfection. It's perfect imperfection. And in their culture, and you don't have to fulfill your even your religious or spiritual ideals of where you think you should be in your perfectionist view of yourself. Because in their culture, nobody got that this birth was taking place. The people were reveling in the inn just a few feet away, and they weren't paying any attention. And the great spiritual leaders in Jerusalem ignored them altogether. The only people that showed up were the shepherds in the fields, who were very interesting because they talk to us, or they speak to that aspect of being that we need in order to recognize this birth, because they were the only ones that did. And what qualities did these shepherds have? They were quiet. They were outsiders. They didn't mix in with the rest of society because they weren't allowed to. Shepherds were considered to be outlaws. They were the smugglers in their culture. They were ritually unclean because they couldn't fulfill all the rules of their society because they had to watch the sheep. And so shepherds weren't even allowed into the temple, but they were allowed into the heart of this experience. That natural spirituality of you, that natural awakening within you that listens and watches in the quiet by night. That's what it takes, not to fulfill any of your ideas of how spiritual you're supposed to be. And what did the shepherds do all night? They just sat in the silence in the dark, listening and watching, like you do when you meditate. And they weren't thinking they were meditating, but they had to watch the sheep, so they did. They had to get really quiet. And suddenly the stars started singing to them. They had a spiritual experience. And in their culture, every star was considered an angel. So they heard the heavenly host singing because they got so quiet that they could have an incredible revelation, a revelatory experience that came not through some kind of religious practice, but just through being right now. Just welcome the quiet. Welcome the silence of the watching the flocks by night and the beauty of nature and the quiet all around you in this precious time that you're taking for yourself, so that you can recognize and attend to the birth of the Christ within you. But the Christ within you was always there, just as it was always there 2,000 years ago. Your spiritual nature's always been there, but there's a moment where there's a magnetism, where there's a seed thought that is planted, or that birth takes place of a new awareness of that Christ unlimited consciousness within you. And this consciousness is emerging and moving out, not only for yourself, but blessing everybody in your world and in this world. And this is a spark of light that is you, as you truly are within the center of your being. This is that spark that was placed at the beginning of time and has been evolving through many experiences, and tonight is ready to have a new experience, growing in a greater radiance and expanding in a greater awareness. And this sacred awareness is placed within you, never leaves you, it's never left you, because it's who you truly are. It's just that you've been unconscious to it. And now you're ready to be conscious of it. Your old energy, your old consciousness is being pushed out, and it's being replaced with new light, new vibration, new energy, new awareness. And it's moving with such a power that it's just pushing out all the old thoughts, the old emotions. They're getting out of the way. And you can give your consent to it right here. Just say, get out of the way. I'm moving with this energy. I'm merging and blending with this light. And I'm magnetizing the Christ within me into my conscious awareness and making it a conscious part of me, not just something humming in the background, but bringing it to the foreground and becoming aware as this higher awareness. And this awareness knows how to solve all your problems. If you've been all caught up in how am I going to get through this, or how am I going to overcome this, or I just seem to be stumbling through these problems over and over again, remember that this awareness already knows how to solve your problems. It already is the solution to everything in your life. It's the fulfillment you've been looking for in that job or that relationship or that bank balance or that healing or anything in your life. It is that kingdom that once you allow it to come into the foreground, all the outer things are taken care of on its own terms, not the terms that the ego, the personal thinking self would like, but a much more whole and a greater fulfillment. And you will be in the best and the highest space for this light to shine within you. And you know that being in this space is going to help not only you and solve your problems, but it's going to help your family. It's going to help you in your workplace, with your neighbors. It's going to give you that spontaneous awareness that helps you to know what to do and when to do it and how to do it without thought. And all that who are around you, all the people, all the situations and problems in life, they are going to be taken care of and subsumed in this Christed energy. And you are being prepared for a beautiful Christmas day. This birth that we're experiencing together already knows what you need on Christmas Day, whether you're having a quiet time with your own inner self and your higher self, or whether you're going to be surrounded by people who are beloved and warm and nurturing and comfortable, or whether you've kind of dreaded getting together with people because you think they're going to be difficult. It doesn't matter. The birth is taking place exactly where it needs to. And this energy, this consciousness knows exactly what you need. And this energy and light comes from within you and then surrounds you and then moves out to make this and to establish this awareness in the environment in which you find yourself. So right now, as we're getting ready for the meditation that Jane is going to lead us in, center yourself right now. Choose in to Christmas. Say to yourself, I choose myself in. I use my will to back up the love of the Christ of my being. And align yourself in this presence. And this presence is the infinite intelligence of God. It's all that is. It's the great consciousness that has created the universe and continues in this now moment to unfold everything in perfection, even when the outer circumstances don't look perfect, and especially because those are the circumstances in which this incredible leap in consciousness is taking place. The light of your being is lifting you up. The light of your being is calling you and moving you forth. And you are being realigned in perfect harmony with your true self. Now, in a moment, we're going to be led through a Christmas meditation in which Jane is going to move us. It was recorded many years ago at a time when this Christmas energy was gathering, and there was a group of people who all came together during a very, very severe rainstorm. And so you might, during the meditation, want to turn up your volume a little because you can hear the rain coming down. You might think it's tape hiss, but it's actually very severe rain. And even at times you might hear a little rumble of thunder. But there was an incredible downpour, not just of rain, but of energy and light. And as the meditation ends, she's calling on us to move into a deeper silence. And then the meditation and the video ends. And so I'm going to come on and just transition us into a deeper silence. And then we're going to be in that quiet together for just a few moments. And during that time, just have that childlike wonder, that natural awareness, that Christed vibration and openness. And just rest your attention in your heart. And now we're going to join together in this time of meditation with Jane Hart.
This is Christmas Advent time. We're here to celebrate our Christ within ourselves. The Christ within you is that part, that light, that beam of energy that at Christmas time particularly comes into greater focus. I celebrate with you the Christ within. And that Christ in you is worth celebrating every day of your life. Because as we acknowledge it and celebrate it, we magnetize more power and empower it to be more a part of us. We are on this planet to discover the whole essence of ourself. And that state of consciousness is called the fourth dimensional consciousness. The Buddha consciousness, it's got a lot of names, the Christ consciousness. But that is your next step in your evolution, is to discover that energy, that life within you that empowers you and brings you to the higher part of yourself so that you can solve your problems more easily. That you're not looking at your problems from a small point of view, just this little tiny window, but you're looking at everything from the Christ point of view, which is expanded. So tonight we are going to expand our consciousness, because on Christmas Day there is a huge shift of energy coming. We are preparing ourselves right now to be in that flow, into that shift, so that we can move quicker, faster, and be more illumined and more advanced than we are right at this very moment. I embrace this time of year every year, and I always prepare myself as best I can to become more consciously aware of that Christ birthing in me becoming me, that's a state of consciousness, a state of awareness. So I bless each and every one of you for being a part of this experience. We are all Christian beings, and we are going to magnetize that part of ourselves right out through our very center of our being and let it pour out and bless everybody in this room. Everyone in this room will be blessed tonight by your presence in that state of consciousness. So with that said, I would like to invite you now to go within with me as we prepare ourselves for this Christmas healing meditation time. So just relax. Leave all the problems of the day. Just leave them. There's nothing more important that you can do for yourself than be present in this moment, in this energy, in this life of God in you, merging out through you. Pushing all the old energy out, pushing all the old thoughts and emotions out of the way. As we emerge ourselves in this light, we are magnetizing the Christ within us, that aliveness that's always been within us and is becoming more conscious to us each and every time we meditate. It knows how to solve our problems. It knows what's coming around the bend. It even knows what our Christmas morning is going to be like. And it prepares us to be in the greatest space for that light to shine on us. And we know that if we are in that space, it's going to help our families, our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers, all that are around us over this period of getting prepared for beautiful Christmas day. We are preparing ourselves to be on top of it, to glow and be. It all comes from within and goes without. We center ourselves right now. We realign ourselves in the Christ presence within us. We ask God, infinite intelligence, all that there is, absolute, whatever we want to call this great energy, the life of our beingness, to speed us forth, to move us quickly, to bless us, and realign us.
As we move into the depth of our beingness, we align with that Christ awareness within us, the higher consciousness, and our hearts open to the energy that is gathering and is magnetizing this time of year. And we allow ourselves to feel the warmth in our hearts as we experience the opening the expanding the lifting up and moving into a deeper awareness we rest easily in our hearts and in the quiet there we keep our watch and listen and watch in the silence. And as we move into this expanded state of awareness, we gather into our circle all of our loved ones, all of our friends and coworkers, and all of humanity. As each and every one prepares for a beautiful Christmas day, and as we align with this energy and vibration, it sets up the conditions for our Christmas day. We are preparing ourselves to be on top of whatever comes our way as this energy and this light all comes from within us, surrounds us, as we are centered right now and realigned in this Christ presence. We acknowledge the infinite intelligence of God, the love that is all there is. And this great energy this light of our being is lifting us up, is moving forth and aligning us in perfect harmony with this true self, which is the birth that takes place in our hearts. And as we rest in our hearts, we find that sense and spirit of gratitude. Grateful for this experience that we are sharing together with all of humanity, as we bring ourselves back to the presence of the room we're in, the seat in which we're present right now. And as the vibration comes back into our physical bodies, we are grateful for each other, for the support that we've given to all the people who have meditated with us tonight and who have supported us. And I want to invite each and every one of you to come on Thursday night. We're going to, at 7 Eastern, join together in a question and answer support group in which we're going to move for one more week on the discussion about the release of the year, the forgiveness step, step 5 in the 7 steps. So we invite every one of you to come and be a part of that community. Again, at 7 Eastern, and the link is in your chat room. And also in the chat room is the support for the center. The center is supported by your donations, and we're grateful for everyone who can step forward with that donation at this time of year. And so I hope you have a sense of excitement about what's in store for you. You've set up the energy, you've aligned with the outcomes that are the highest for everyone. You're moving with the vibration and you are experiencing the birth. There's no question that this is happening in you. And I celebrate it with you. I'm so touched and I'm so happy that we got to spend this time together experiencing, having this experience together. And so we'll see you spiritually on Christmas morning, and we'll definitely see many of you Thursday night and next Sunday when we continue our seven steps and complete our releasing of the last year. And so until then, Merry Christmas.